Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Often the hub of the home, but if you've got a small space, it can be difficult to try and make the most of it. So who better than to help us out this afternoon, our home squad today, Jenny Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist and former winner of Home of the Year, and Sarah Kerwin, who many of you will know from Sand and Deliver DIY, is also with us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're very welcome, Sarah. How are you?
Lovely to be here.
Yeah. Listen, we are talking today about small kitchen ideas. This is a topic close to my own heart. I'm well briefed and versed in how to make the most of a small space. But I suppose, first of all, Jenny, your top two bits of advice for people who are trying to redo or revamp a kitchen when they're working with small materials.
Only two.
Okay. I know. So start us off.
My top two is, when you are installing cabinets, I would take over one full wall and go floor to ceiling, because you'll be shocked at how much, even just those few inches that you might leave over at the top of your kitchen cabinets, how much you can fit in there. You might need a little stepladder to get, you know, put something up there, right? And the second thing is, this is such a personal preference, but I feel very strongly about it, don't have overhead cabinets along all of your countertops. You don't need them.
Which now, so above the counter, where the cups,
example,
and the glasses kind of thing.
Exactly. Keep it to open shelving, keep hooks on the wall. But if you have open counters, now this is fine if you've got a large kitchen and you've loads of space to be walking around, that's fine. In a very small kitchen, especially the kind of galley, you know, U-shaped kitchen that loads of Irish homes and apartments have, try to keep a wall free, and it's your most used countertop. So it's probably going to be where your hob is, for example. And that's install a downdraft hob, is my sneaky little third tip there. But try to keep that space free of overhead cabinets. It's going to make the space feel so much bigger. And I promise you'll find the storage somewhere else.
That is so funny, because I would think straight away, all I see there now is clutter.
Well, so have the open shelving for things that won't clutter it up too much. So things like your glassware is perfect for that. Hooks on the wall are brilliant as well. So if you have some nice pots and pans, you can only hang so much on hooks. Everything else then gets put away behind the closed doors.
Are you a fan of cabinets or not?
I totally, totally agree. If you have the luxury of designing your kitchen from scratch and it's a small space, that's the key. If you are a DIYer, a renter, a non-homeowner, and you're trying to make this the best use of a small space, that might not be a possibility. Okay, you're not going to take down upper cabinets and swap them out for shelving or open shelving. So I would then suggest there are a few other ways you could do. You can add shelving onto a wall. Be sneaky about using vertical space. So have a look at your walls. Anywhere where you've got an available little bit of space, maybe between like a door architrave and a fridge, there's a little section of wall. Put in some narrow shelves, like the kind of picture shelf. We know them as the picture shelf. They're kind of, you can put like your chopping boards on there. You can hang your chopping boards, get your hooks. Another nice idea might be to extend those upper cabinets, either swap out the doors for maybe glass doors. So, and again, display the pretty items, but swap them out for glass doors. Usually the carcasses come in kind of standard sizing. So if you could swap it out for a glass door, I'm kind of thinking more now renters or people trying to do it like really low budget. Install a shelf below your upper cabinets. So you're keeping your counter space. You've got that really limited counter space. You need somewhere to prep your food. So install a shelf, take it a little bit down below your uppers and put some nice, put all your glassware on it. Put something that looks pretty. Try not to overclutter.
Overclutter it.
Yeah.
What's your other advice for people?
I would say, if you were designing as well, another thing I would think would be put drawers in all of your lower cabinetry.
Definitely.
So lose the cupboards, just get rid of them. The alternate version again, we'll go DIY or kind of, you know, a revamp. You can buy drawer inserts. So you can keep your cabinet door.
I have these for everything, even jewellery.
Yeah. And you screw them in. They come on a slider. Screw them in either to the shelf or the carcass, left and right of the carcass. And now you can open your cupboard. You can pull it out. You can see all the stuff at the back. There's nothing lost to the back of the cupboard. Yeah. You're not in your hands
Every
and knees
space
digging.
Is maximised.
Yeah.
Loads of listener questions. 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number if you want to send us in a question or a voice note for Jenny and Sarah this afternoon. This texter has a tiny kitchen and they're wondering what's the best use for the space that's above the fridge.
Yeah, this is for your lesser used objects, right? So you're going to have to, you know, you probably, depending on how tall you are, going to have to pull out a little stepladder or something like that to access it. And you don't want to be doing that all the time. So I'll tell you what I have up there. I have extra booze that I don't necessarily want on display. So bottles of wine or beer, you know, if there's people coming around, it doesn't need to be in the fridge necessarily. That's up there. I have lots of little kind of dog accessories up there. So like dog toys that he maybe doesn't play with anymore. I have things like serving bowls that I just really don't use that often unless there's somebody coming over and I need to, you know, get up there and get it back down.
But you have a closed cabinet, have you?
I have
above
all
your...
closed cabinets. So on one wall, what I have is floor to ceiling closed cabinets. So it can all be messy up there. That's fine.
Yeah.
And that's what that extra bit of space is used for. It's all the lesser used things.
I have that gap between the top of the fridge and then there is a little press, which is where, like, you know, the DIY stuff and the hammer and the extra batteries and the screws and all of that kind of picture hanging things are all stored away in a box up there. But like that space above the fridge is just utter junk. It is so annoying.
You can get flat boxes that are kind of made to measure because kitchen cabinets are usually at a pretty standard height.
Yeah.
So if you look at flat boxes, kitchen cabinets, something like that as a search term, you can typically get boxes that are fairly flat that look nice, you know, at least it'll look neat and you can put everything up there.
I'm
then
going to get one of those.
Totally agree. Yeah. And there's lovely, there's so much variation on the boxes. And if you can't afford, like the ones that are going to be on show, get something nice, get something fancy. You can get them in all ranges, price ranges. Mm-hmm. But then if you're putting something in a drawer and you're looking for a box in a drawer, you can use anything. You can cut the top off a cardboard box. You can fold a birthday party bag down inside on itself. And that's a great place just to put, like, you know, anything loose that's in your drawers to keep them
neat.
That
junk drawer.
Yeah.
087 1400 106 is the number. Now, I think most of us can, this resonates with a lot of listeners. I have one of those corner presses for all sorts of pots, pans, lunch boxes, slow cookers, everything gets dumped into it because, and it's always a mess as a result. And I can never find anything at the back. Is there a magic trick to organising the corner press?
We're both nodding. Yes.
What is it?
Jen, you go.
It's the Le Mans unit. It's so handy. So this is what you used to have in
a
corner
frantically
press.
Googling that now.
Yeah, so L-E-M-A-N-S they're called if listeners are looking for it. And ideally what you want is a pull-out Le Mans unit. You can buy them and install them yourselves. They're just a few screws in them. They're not too complicated. But what you used to have was kind of a carousel.
Carousel, yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with those. They're fine because you can spin them around and you can see what's in them. But the pull-out Le Mans unit has this really nifty trick where it somehow wiggles around the corner and it comes out. So it's literally almost like a pull-out drawer that works in a corner cabinet. It's magic.
Yeah, so every corner is filled with that. I have carousel from a kitchen that was installed before I bought the house. Carousel's great. I have all my pots and pans. It's fab, but there is some space that's not utilised.
Yeah. Seems to range from about 160 to 550 quid.
Yeah, they're not cheap.
You can get a knockoff version.
Really?
And if you're really not up to the DIY or installing and you just need kind of a quick enough solution, I'd look for kind of a big Lazy Susan, as they're called. Do you remember those things? You'd put them in the centre of a dining table, kind of back in the 80s. They were huge and you would spin around your kind of buffet meal and everybody would serve themselves. But you can get ones from a company called The Home Edit. It's just clear, you know, plastic, spin around tray.
Yeah.
And you can, you know, take everything out of your corner unit, put that
pack
down
it in.
And put everything back on top. They're only about 20 something.
It's those kind of takeaway boxes, you know, the ones that you often keep a few of to reuse and empty jars and this kind of stuff.
Yeah. I have to admit that I have the most ridiculously neat and tidy Tupperware drawer. It's
the
neatest thing in my kitchen and I get such joy opening it every day. I'm like, but I use them all.
This listener is renting a small house that only has about 7 or 8 kitchen presses. What's the best way to maximise that space?
First of all, everything's stackable. So make sure, you know, if you're using, and this is, you know, if you're planning to kind of rebuy or you've just moved in and you haven't really bought everything yet, get everything stackable. So look for stackable pots and pans, look for stackable. Joseph do an unbelievable,
it's
my most used thing. I know, they're so great. It is 7 items in one. It's a colander, it's a sieve, it's a measuring bowl, it's measuring spoons, it's a mixing bowl.
I have those measuring spoons actually, they stack up.
And they're nesting, so they all nest with each other. So the terms you want to use when you're searching for your kitchen items is nesting or stackable, and that's one great tip.
Listener has a tiny kitchen. They're considering moving their washing machine outside, building some sort of shed for it. How easy is that? I have to access electricity outside, plugs, etc. And would that be enough? I did that. I actually got a builder in to dig up out the back and put the washer and dryer out into the shed at the back. But like, it is a big enough job because they've plumbing and electrics.
Well, that's what I was
going
to say. I think
like,
the key in what you said there is you got a builder to do the job.
Oh yeah, no, you're not doing this yourself.
Plumbing no. This is plumbing. This is electrics. It's not, and it has to be watertight. You can't have water coming in. Like, it's not something you're just going to stick in, your extension lead and whack it out the back garden. So that is a job in itself. Great idea if you can do it, but it's going to take a lot of consideration and you need a builder to come and assess the job.
The advantage of it, though, is that when you've a small space, you're freeing up nearly two, big utility unit spaces with the washer dryer.
And if you're going doing it, I'd build the unit around it so you have your drying hanging out there as well. You may as well, but if nothing else, the noise.
Yeah,
I mean, have you ever come across a washing machine that didn't sound like an Apollo mission? It's just constant.
087-1400-106. Keep them coming in. I've just bought a place and the kitchen is so small, so I plan on ripping it out and starting again. Any top tips before I start, though?
I would say similar to what Jen said. So look, really, the key is in the planning. Have a look at the space. If you can get one bank of units across a wall, floor to ceiling, you can conceal so much. I know you have the pocket doors on yours, so the doors open and slide in onto themselves. Therefore, you have them open when you're using the space and you have the luxury of shutting them over and concealing all the mess. Do that. Stay to lower cabinets around the rest of the space. Open shelving above. I agree, the downdraft on your hob, that gets rid of an extractor fan, so you've nothing above.
What is that? Sorry.
This is where you have a hob, but you don't have the extractor hood on top of it.
Yeah.
So the extractor
is
built into it and it pulls everything down. And there's two ways of doing it. You can have an internal filter, so you don't have to have it ducted. Or if you're building anyway, you can have it dug down and ducted outside the same way the normal hob would be. But both are fine. Mine is not ducted.
But you're probably only doing that if you're putting in a new kitchen, really, are you?
A new hob, really. Yeah.
I think so. I think it's more of probably a redesign. Like if that listener did say they were going to
if you're doing a whole new job.
And I get this question a lot. You do sacrifice a bit of space. So about as much space as the top drawer in a set of drawers.
Oh,
you sacrifice
you
that
lose.
Much space. Yes.
I enjoy cooking and do it daily, but I very rarely use the top oven. This is my first time owning a kitchen myself and it's tiny. So I'm tempted to take out the top oven to make space. Will I regret it? What's the top oven?
Everyone seems to have two ovens. So, and I would tie this back with the previous listener's question around designing the kitchen from scratch. Really sit down. Like, the first step is just do an assessment of what you actually use your kitchen for. You don't need two ovens. And in this day, I mean, appliances is a whole other topic we can get into. But in this day and age of combi ovens, microwaves, grills, etc.
Sorry, is it the grill?
So it is. I mean, most people just seem to have two ovens. One is bigger, one is smaller. They tend to do the same thing. One might be a grill, one might be a combi microwave.
My mum has one at home, though, but it's also the microwave.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
yeah. So they sit beside each other.
Yeah.
But you need a big space for that.
You see, I'm presuming top oven, that they're talking
that's what
about
they mean,
something
is
in
it?
A
okay.
bank, a wall bank, and they have two separate ovens and they're using the bottom one. I mean, personally, I think you make the choice based on what you're doing in your house. And if the function, if it's not being used and you can put it to better use.
Yeah. The other thing 100%. you have to decide is figure out what way do you cook more? You know, are you on the hob or in the oven all
and
the time?
And if you're realistic about not making Sunday roasts every week or, Christmas dinner once a year, then you don't need oven. So just get the one.
Listener, is it possible to build a utility room outside yourself? I have very limited space in my kitchen and I'm tempted to take up a corner of the garden for things like the mops, the brushes and the Hoover. Nothing that would need to be plugged in. So is there anything that would be easy to take on that would free up a lot of space for me? Well, you don't need electrics.
I mean, I'm sort of thinking by a shed or by one of the garden containers. If you're not talking about having any electrics in it, you're just looking for somewhere for storage.
Yeah.
I don't see.
You don't need a mini office type thing for that.
Look secondhand, like go online and see somebody will have dismantled something and you go online, get something secondhand.
Where would you look online for stuff like that?
I'm an adverts fanatic.
Are you?
Oh, like,
I have a friend who uses that all the time, actually.
I love it. It's very transparent. I give stuff away. I buy stuff. I sell stuff. I upcycle stuff. I love it. And sometimes I'm just on there having a nosy.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, that's great. And you come across, if you sort of know what your wish list is in the back of your mind, it might take you a few months, but I'll spot the thing. Like, I have a beautiful antique cabinet that got for €50.
Oh,
drove out to a stunning big house, bought this, and it's my drinks display. It's gorgeous.
Listener wants to get an air fryer and a slow cooker, but they take up too much room in their press. Can I fit them above the presses, but it might look ugly? Any tips for making it look better?
This is such a difficult one, especially if your kitchen is already organised. I actually think all ovens in the future are probably going to be air fryers. So maybe look in if you're buying.
Do you have one actually?
I don't, because
neither do I.
Don't.
Do you know what? My husband bought one 2 days ago. It arrived today.
Oh, really?
It hasn't come out of the box. It was an impulse purchase that he made. And my question is, where's it going to go?
Yeah, who's going to use it?
One thing that I've seen done, which looks really great, and if you have the space for this, is you can buy these shelves. We're back to shelves again. So if you have a cabinet, either upper or lower cabinet, that has some space in it, you can buy shelves that have a pull down function.
Yes.
And they've effectively become another countertop space in and of themselves without you having to, you know, lift the appliance onto the countertop. So that's one handy way of doing it and putting it away. Another one is if you have pocket doors, you can hide it in there and behind
the pocket door is the sliding door, isn't it?
Yeah, they slide back into themselves. Yeah. So that's
a handy appliance garage is the thing that people are doing now. So again, that is just, you could build your cabinet, your upper cabinet doors, swap them out for full length cabinet doors that are going to come right down to your countertop. Okay, so they're going to come right down, and in behind those doors, you have your appliances.
But this is the dream when you have that kind of space. That's like the sort of walk-in larder type thing, isn't it?
But you could do it on a standard kitchen. If you put a carcass above your existing cabinets and one below and just swap the door out. Now, you might have to get those doors made, or if you're handy, you can make them yourself. And make the door go right to the top of the ceiling and down to your countertop. And again, make them bifold, so when they open up, they kind of close away a little bit. They're not going to be quite as nifty as a fully designed pocket door. But you can do it.
It can be done.
Yeah.
Can be done.
Did you didn't do it yourself though?
I did not do it myself. No, absolutely not.
No,
I got it done by Savvy Kitchens. They were amazing.
Listen, loads more coming in. We're going to have to bring you back again solely to talk purely about kitchens. The big question always is the island, and what particular thing do you put in the island? Is it the sink or the hob? But that's a discussion for another day. Jenny Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist and former winner of Home of the Year, and Sarah Kerwin from Sand and Deliver DIY. Thanks a million to you both for joining us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.